the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
All right, fans, and right here, I want to introduce to you the president of Jim Crockett Promotions, Mr. Jim Crockett. Jim, you have a special presentation.
Well, thank you, Bob. Yes, I do. Dusty, would you step in? As you know, Dusty Rhodes is the National Wrestling Alliance television champion. 2 weeks ago, the National Wrestling Alliance signed sanctioning contracts with Japan, Australia, England, and Germany. So now, instead of the NWA television champion, it is now the world's NWA television championship. And we want to present Dusty Rhodes with a new belt signifying a new era for the National Wrestling Alliance. World Television Champion.
Thank you very much, Mr. Crockett. You know, oftentimes you go through this land and world and you think about winning titles and being the champion. The World Television Champion, Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. And every time I look across the ring and see a different opponent, it reminds me of standing by a dark, dangerous river, looking across into a bold new land. And baby, that's risky business. And every opponent that I look at and I see across the ring from me, that's risky business. And now with this new strap, this new goal at Dusty Rhodes to become the longest reigning world's television champion. Thank Jimmy Crockett, thank the National Wrestling Alliance, and thank the world, because we are the world. We are love. We are the world, baby.
World Television Champion, fans, Dusty Rhodes.
Live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, RantEMRadio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and a plethora of other platforms. You know the drill. We're live Tuesday, May 21st, episode 596 of the Rant. It's officially live, 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 I say. Live, I say. As always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And we're going to see if we can actually hear Tony C, so let's play back the feed.
Live, I say. Live, I say.
Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, there we go. It works. We can hear him. All right. It's another Tuesday night. Lots to talk about. Of course, there's a lot of interesting things that we're going to touch on. One of those being something I text Tony C this morning about. And we'll talk about it in 1 minute here. I'm typing a note to myself right now so I don't forget. But it's Tuesday night, the Tuesday before Memorial Day. It's a nice holiday weekend here in the United States of America. And yes, we are just a stone's throw away from episode 600 of The Rant. That's right. I can't believe it. 600. If all goes according to plan, and I'll talk about here in just a minute. All goes according to plan, 7, 8, 9. We're looking at Tuesday, June 18th. Will be episode 600 of The Rant. So, that's the plan right now. So, we'll see. We'll talk about that in a second.
Get your popcorn ready.
Get your popcorn ready. There's a few things that you got to get your popcorn ready for. But we'll talk about that here in a moment. Let's go around the room and see what's going on in everybody's personal lives. With that, we say hello to Tony C and see what's going on in the fine world of Central Florida.
Well, you know, just taking it easy, of course. You know, basking in the celebration of what happened Sunday.
Hold on one second. Let me bring in. There we go. Let me bring in the silver one. Tony, see you there? Hold on. We're gonna see when this group thing switches over on Discord, it changes things. Tony, see you there? Tony C. All right, well, we'll hear from Tony C in just one second. With that, we also say hello to the silver one.
Good evening, everyone.
And what is this with the voice?
Well, no voice.
You what?
There's no voice.
There's no voice.
Yeah.
Tony, see you there?
Now I am.
So okay. With that, we say hello. We say hello to Surfer.
I do have allergies going on, though.
You got allergies. You sound like, I don't know, you're trying to be...
Like you on speakerphone.
No, his voice is deep.
You sound like you're away from the phone.
I don't know about that much. Anyways.
Like you're trying to cook or someone and be on the show, on the phone.
Oh, well, so Tony C's just giddy with the events of Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
The only person in the world.
No, there's other people.
The person that was sitting on the ladder, he was kind of happy.
There's other people that are happy.
If you ain't see that happen, if you ain't see that come, you're marked.
It's not about seeing it coming. It's about whether they should have did it or not.
It is about seeing it coming, because if you set yourself up to be a mark, if you sit there and think Vince McMahon is doing what people want,
that's the case.
Okay, then. So,
but his,
you're a mark.
No, listen. Let me finish. He's worried about the ratings, right? He's trying to find a way to get them up because the networks are getting on his ass about it. So how does a part-timer bring up your ratings?
You got to ask him that. But the part about being, that's like somebody who, let's say I love the McRib, and I know the McRib seasonal, but hell, when they bring the McRib back and they leave, I'm mad that it leaves.
No,
you
that's
know it's seasonal.
That's not the same.
Yeah, it is. You set yourself
right now. The word is going around that he thinks that the people who have the belt right now can't carry the shows, and he thinks they're the reason why ratings have been at all time lows. So he just put the belt on Kofi and on Seth Rollins, and already he's not giving one of them a chance, and you know he can't wait to put one of the belts back over Roman.
You don't even understand what I'm saying. In the words of Batista said this a few years back when he came back. Deal with it. At this point, you know what it is, so deal with it. If you're gonna watch the product, you know what you get. Deal with it. If you don't like it, don't watch it.
I'm currently sipping some watermelon juice as these two are discussing this matter.
I mean, anybody walked in that pay-per-view after two people had got took out and expected, they were just finna let one of them lesser-known guys, quote-unquote, win. I got a bridge to sell. You know what I'm saying? Actually, in reaction videos from... And I'm like, he's a mark. If you're 30-something years old and you still get mad about wrestling outcomes, you really need to.
You talk to the wrong person. You think I get angry like that?
I'm not talking about you.
Okay, because I'm just saying, Vince trying to get.
Did I ever? First, I know you're not 30 years old.
Let's start there.
He's not doing anything.
Exactly.
What is he doing that's going to get his ratings up to where the networks want them?
Vince don't care about the ratings. If you still thinking that Vince McMahon care about some ratings, Vince McMahon does what Vince McMahon want to do. If you feel like you want to give Brock Lesnar the briefcase, he's going to give the briefcase. The hell with everybody else.
And then the word is that they got into it after the pay-per-view. Because
of course.
He heard a couple people. Because he heard a cameraman, and he heard Ali.
He was reckless.
But that's his MO. So what you think? You going to just take the briefcase from him? No. It is what it is at this point. It's just funny. Everybody should be laughing. It should be laughing.
Why is he dealing with someone if they're always getting into it where he's throwing the belt at Vince and shit like that?
Now,
I think some of that's a work.
Listen, I don't know if that's a work. We've got some very unique things going on right now. Clearly, Vince has lost his mind. We'll talk about what happened not only at Money in the Bank, but what happened last night on Monday Night Raw, because, yeah, there's something that happened last night.
It was supposed to have been done with the authority.
That's Seth Rollins' line?
No. We'll get to it.
It's supposed to have been done with the authority, yet Shane is coming out every week. Feuding with people.
Sheamus?
Shane is actually the wrestler.
Shane. Shane's not part of the authority.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't. He was never in the authority.
But he's wrestling, though.
I'd rather Shane wrestle than anybody else. Because Shane is entertaining. You know? But anyways,
I give him that.
We'll get into all that because it's a big weekend. It's a big weekend in wrestling. So let's see what's going on. You know, I'm using today's outlet to vent and to relax and decompress a little. It's been a little hectic here the last 7 days or so, you know, dealing with some family issues. So today is a good day to just vent and relax and unwind a little bit. So this weekend, it's Memorial Day, 3-day weekend. Looking forward to it. Hopefully we'll be able to work on the renovations here in the studio because they have been delayed for a variety of reasons. But but I gotta talk about something that I text Tony C about this morning. Now, I had to take care of something this morning, so I didn't go to work at my normal time. And on my way in, I said, you know what? It's about 10:30 in the morning. I said, let me go to Burger King. I'm craving a Whopper. Let me go in and go. Of course, I was like 10 minutes too early, so I couldn't get my Whopper, so I had some breakfast from Burger King. But while I'm looking at the menu, what do I see on the BK menu?
Chicanery.
$1 tacos.
My question is, where do you get the taco meat? What? Are they going to grind
up? Wouldn't they just chop up a hamburger?
I don't know.
If you want that, just get a hamburger.
Chop up hamburger meat?
I don't know, but
a hamburger taco.
They're mimicking here. Now, I've never been to Jack in the Box, but one of the best-selling item at Jack in the Box, a burger chain, is their deep-fried taco. And I've been told, and I've done my research, that is the most disgusting yet the most delicious thing you could possibly eat when it comes to the deep-fried taco from Jack in the Box. So Burger King is piggybacking off the taco thing at Jack in the Box. And it's not chopped up Whopper meat. It's ground beef, which I guess they get from a different source. It's not the same as the burger meat. Ground beef with seasoning and things like that. Lettuce, cheese, and taco sauce. and it's all shoved into the
Well, if that's the case, the
taco shell and deep fried. So, yeah. And it comes in a sleeve.
If that's the case, I should be able to order a ground beef sandwich.
You should be able to order a ground beef sandwich at Burger King?
I won't be able to get that.
Well, you know,
is it real ground beef or is it Taco Bell ground beef?
I have no clue. I haven't tried it. So,
oh, Walmart.
A tasting is going to be happening soon.
So, yeah, we haven't had one of those videos in a long time.
Yeah, so we're gonna definitely give this a taste to see.
That's like Taco Bell selling breakfast.
And
I don't understand.
And then
some of these people get out of pocket.
I don't know. They're just trying to. People are trying to get the gimmick everything, you know.
Exactly.
But anyways, the next thing that I guess we'll touch on briefly for 2 seconds. Don't forget that tomorrow on ABC, it's All in the Family and the Jeffersons live, starting at 8 o'clock on ABC. So if you want to watch,
they're finna kick the tires on it.
If you want to watch this is going to be interesting tomorrow. I will say that it's going to be very interesting to watch that.
They gonna use the N word?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. Especially not on ABC.
The word came up on both All the Family and the Jeffersons.
Yes, it did.
Back in the day.
Yes, it did.
George said it.
Mrs. Jefferson, would you tell this woman to whom she is speaking?
Oh, why, certainly, Mrs. Van Morris. Florence, you are speaking to a jackass.
Just called my wife a jackass. I don't believe it.
Me neither. You should have dropped the jack.
Florence, I'd like some champagne.
Did you hear what they said to me?
There, dear. What can you expect? Mrs. Jefferson's obviously a boor.
Well, what the hell did you say?
Losing your hearing?
No, it's going to be losing your teeth.
I beg your pardon. It's too late.
All right, so there's one. Let me see. There's a few here.
George, why do we have to fight so much? If we have a problem, why can't we just talk it through like Tom and Helen? They don't fight.
They don't fight because they're scared to fight.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know damn well what it means. If you two ever really started going at one another, inside of 5 minutes, he'd be calling you...
Don't say it.
Nigga.
He said it.
So, yeah, I mean, stuff like that. Well, damn, I don't know.
I would never say that word.
Let me see here. Hold on. I think we got here.
That word used to get slung around on Good Times more than anywhere, though.
So they're not playing the mom on there. They don't have nobody playing the mom, do they?
I don't know.
I am not getting excited. I am getting mad.
Listen to Louise. That's what happens when you mix black and white. 10 more seconds, he's going to call her nigger.
Listen to that. I ain't used that word in 3 years.
She became a forgotten character.
She died.
Okay.
Exactly. In the middle of the show.
I understand the actress died, but it's not like they addressed it or anything. Like, it just acted like she was never on the show.
Ah, man. Let me see here. This is, let's just real quickly. play a little bit of this. This is from yesterday, Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, we're moving on now.
Oh wow, they actually redid the set and everything. Very, very. Oh wow.
When I was watching a run-through of the Jeffersons, I heard dialogue that I couldn't believe came out of the 1970s because it could be the language of today.
I was talking to my friend Justin Thoreau about All in the Family and what a great show it is and how really groundbreaking the show was. And I thought, you know what? They do these live musicals on television. Why not take a television show and put it on television and do it live? And I called Norman Lear and he thought it was a great idea. And here we are.
So we are doing an episode of All in the Family and an episode of The Jeffersons live.
These shows are even more relevant now than they were. People forget that they were controversial, and maybe if we had social media back then, these shows wouldn't have survived, or maybe they would have been even bigger than they were.
I hope they will look at this and say, holy shit. They don't have to use that language, but this is really what is happening in our country.
This cast, I think, is unprecedented. The first person Norman Lear mentioned to me was Woody Harrelson. He said, I would love Woody Harrelson to play Archie Bunker. I thought that was just such an interesting choice, and he said yes immediately. Then I asked Jamie Foxx to play George Jefferson, and he said yes immediately. And then I really knew I had something. So as Edith, we have Marissa Tomei. As Louise, we have Wanda Sykes. Will Ferrell and Kerry Washington are playing Helen and Tom Willis. It really is crazy when you have something great how quickly people will agree to be a part of it.
So that was yesterday. Let me see here. Let's play a little bit of this. But I look at the set. They just showed a glimpse of the set, and it is eerily exact.
Oh, is it Ryan? I can imagine. Was supposed to be here with us tonight, but he's sick. Seacrest is literally out sick tonight because he has too many shows. And I've... Sony Studios, I thought it would be fun to check in with them, and this is just something we put together really quickly, but let's check in with them now. And all right, we got Ellie Kemper, Ike Barinholtz, Anthony Anderson, Joe Bonadeppo, and Wanda Sykes. How's it going, guys?
Great.
Fantastic. Very good.
We said we were going to pretend like the speaker was broken.
What is that you're sitting, what door are you sitting in front of, standing right in front of right now?
We're actually on the set of This Is Us. We are stand-ins for the cast of This Is Us. And that's where we're at.
Ike, look at that. It's the guy from This Is Us. Hold on. It's your kooky neighbor, Woody Harrelson. Woody, come on in here.
Well, I was focused on the character there, Jimmy.
I'm sorry, Woody.
You?
Woody is playing Archie Bunker alongside Marissa Tomei. Woody, you're not going to wear that hat when you play Archie, are you?
No, sir.
Okay, very good. Marissa Tomei is playing Edith Bunker. Wanda, you are playing Louise Jefferson alongside Jamie Foxx, who is playing George Jefferson. Yes? I have this all right? Yeah.
So far you do.
How's it going so far? Does everybody know their lines?
No, we're just gonna wing it a little bit, Jimmy.
Yeah, they're just words on a page.
Yeah, we're trying to cut it down.
Jim Burrows said, "Feel free to improvise.
Just rip."
Jim Burrows is the director of the project. He directed Cheers and Taxi and Friends and so many great shows. This for me is a dream come true. I know forever. In fact, Wanda, you told me that when I asked you to do this, you started to cry. Is that true?
I really did. Yes. Because I was so shocked that you didn't ask Queen Latifah first. Or did you?
I didn't hear what she said.
She said she was shocked that he didn't ask Queen Latifah first. But anyways, there you go. Ike Barinholtz is going to play Mike Stivic.
So if this works, what are we getting next? Good Times or Sanford and Son.
I wouldn't be surprised if we got Good Times. if we got both, actually.
No.
If you do not, please believe ABC gonna order some more.
I don't know about that.
What's going to be good about a family living the projects in 2019?
No, but that's the point. This is not. These are episodes. These are classic episodes from the original era. They're not doing a modern day thing. They're taking two classic episodes, and they're just doing them with current stars. That's the way I understand it.
So this is not a new script or anything?
It's not a new script. It may have been modified. It could be tweaked here and there, but this is, you know.
It's not a reboot.
It's not. It's a reboot, but not a full reboot.
So, a reboot mean they're sitting in that modern
I'm
time.
Interested to see what it's going to be like. So, but anyways, so we'll find out tomorrow. And of course, tomorrow you're going to hear all those great songs, you know. Exactly. You'll hear that.
Was these shows filmed in front of a studio audience or a live audience?
It's a live special.
No. I know what this is. I'm saying the shows back in the day, were they studio artists or live audience?
They were filmed before a live studio audience.
Live studio audience.
You should know that, surfer.
Because to me, I always thought when they say studio audience that they meant, you know, like the laugh track is pumped in as opposed to
no.
When they said it. Let me finish. Before when they would say in front of a live audience, they wouldn't say live studio audience. They either would say live audience or studio audience.
I don't know any that said just.
So, Double A, what's the difference between a studio audience and the live studio?
Like,
audience?
I know All in the Family. They would do. All in the Family was filmed before a live studio audience. And then, in later years, they would do All in the Family was filmed on tape and shown to a studio audience for live responses or some shit like that. But there was never a canned laughter, so to speak. Let's listen.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
See? Let me get one from the Jeffersons here. Jeffersons ending. Here we go. I believe this one. I guess she doesn't say anything here. If it didn't say it now, it's not enough. Yeah. Alright, that one didn't work. Let me look at this one. Hold on. Here we go. Didn't they used to say it on Good Times too? Good Times was filmed.
Oh yeah.
Wait, I think it's temporary. There you go. There's John Amos. What are the shows that had that at the end? Sanford and Son? Sanford and Son ending credits. I guess not. They don't say anything. Okay, well, never mind. So, that's that. Are you ready for tomorrow? I am. Oh, let me. What are they doing here? Okay. Let's talk some wrestling, shall we? And before we talk wrestling, it's a big week in the world of wrestling because today, or not today, but this weekend, specifically on Sunday, AEW is going to have their first televised event. Their first pay-per-view. It's going to be this Sunday from Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's going to be on DirecTV.
It's going to be on DirecTV. It's going to be on all your major cable
Dish
systems.
Network.
Dish Network, everywhere.
Turner Entertainment.
Turner, probably produced by Turner Home Entertainment.
So now that they're going to be on TNT, is that coming back?
Did you see the video I sent you of the Nitro logo with the AEW logo, like in the old school intro? Ay.
They better use that song. AEW Nitro.
Oh, man.
They're going to try to do another get two shows CW did.
You were robotic there for a minute. That's all right.
No, I said they're going to try to get two shows like WCW.
Might as well use the Nitro theme, right? While we let me see, do I have the Nitro theme here in my computer? Yeah, we could do this as a taco.
That's beautiful. Use it to my ear.
All right, let's real quickly. I would have, even though that I know nothing about what's going on in AEW, I just know what's. It's the hot thing this weekend, of course, with StarCast kicking the weekend off. Ric Flair pulled out of StarCast because of surgery he had on Friday. So the great Conrad Thompson couldn't even pull it off. And as much as Conrad won't tell you he's not working with AEW, he's working with AEW. So, anyways. Double or Nothing, live from the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, of course, the card will take place this coming, this Saturday. I thought it was on Sunday. Saturday, May 25th, live and only on pay-per-view. It'll be broadcast, on pay-per-view and various other platforms and things like that. And real quickly, let's run down the card and let you know what you're going to see. In the opening, in the pre-show, you'll see Kip Sabian go one-on-one with Sammy Guevara. And, of course, there's a 21-man casino battle royale for a AEW World Heavyweight Championship match. The winner of that match will, of course, be crowned the number one contender. Sonny Kiss, Brandon Cutler, Ace Romero, Glacier, Brian Pillman Jr., Sunny Days, let's see here. What's this guy's name? Oh, Maxwell Jacob Freeman, Joey Janela, Dustin Thomas, Billy Gunn, Jimmy Havoc, Michael Nakazawa, Jungle Boy, Isaiah Cassidy, Mark Quinn, the Luchasaurus, Sean Spears, and B Glacier, and four other names yet to be announced. And that's all going to happen on the pre-show. The Glacier. The Glacier, Tony said. You know? And in the main card, you're going to see six-man tag team action when SoCal...
They were bringing up footage from 15 years ago with
his entrance and everything.
Triple H and Randall and...
SoCal Uncensored, which is the team of Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, and Scorpio Sky, will take on the Strong Hearts, which is the team of Seema, T-Hawk, and L. Lindemann. Britt Baker, Nyla Rose, and Kylie Rae will face each other in a three-way dance. You're going to see the Young Bucks defend the AAA World Tag Team titles against the Lucha Bros, which is Penta L0M and Phoenix, Aja Kong, Yuka Sasaki, Emma Sakura versus Hikaru Shida, Rio, and Ryo Mizuzami in a six-woman tag team match. Of course, tag team action will feature the Best Friends, which is Chuck Taylor and Trent Beretta, against Angelico and Jack Evans. I don't know what's the main event, but your two main event matches will be Cody Rhodes going 1-1 against Dustin Rhodes. And, of course, the cleaner, Kenny Omega, goes 1-1 with Chris Jericho. AEW Double or Nothing this Saturday, live on pay-per-view from the MGM Grand Garden Arena. And then, of course...
No, I just saw Randall get through out that window.
The next, of course, pay-per-view from AEW will take place at the Ocean Center in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Uh-oh.
It's AEW Fighter Fest. That'll take place June 29th, of course. After that, it'll be Fight for the Fallen, which will take place on July 13th at... let's see here. At Daly's Place in Jacksonville, Florida. And then we don't know what will be happening after that. But it seems that they will be having monthly pay-per-views and things like that. So it all starts this Saturday, though, with Double or Nothing. So it's going to be interesting. Sad news to report in the world of professional wrestling. Ashley Massaro.
You miss Randy Orton getting thrown through the window.
Oh, yeah? Where? On SmackDown? Where did I miss that? Tony C. Okay. Anyways. Oh, see. There we go. Where did I miss Randy Orton?
You missed him getting thrown through the window.
On SmackDown?
Yeah. Did a whole vignette.
He really didn't want to be a part of that match the other day. Because when I came back into the room and the match was in progress, I didn't see him for like a good 10 minutes.
He was chilling.
Hold on. Now that you said that, hold on. I heard something. I was watching videos of Bobby Heenan. In WCW. And hold on. I'll find it. Give me one second here. It was hilarious. Bobby Heenan. I'll find it because it was hilarious. Bobby was so quick. Hold on. First of all, if you want to hear something, here's Bobby Heenan's reaction when he saw an ugly woman on camera. Listen to this. Oh, wait a minute. It would help if I had the sound up, right?
And we paid the Nature Boy Rick.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, you heard that.
No, I didn't hear.
Oh, you didn't hear it? Let me play it again. This is Bobby Heenan. This is Bobby Heenan reacting to an ugly woman on the screen.
And we paid the Nature Boy Rick.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it?
No, we don't hear it.
We don't hear it.
You didn't hear the drops?
No. What the drop was starting, it'll go out.
Alright, let's try this again. Let's try this one more time.
And we paid the Nature Boy Rick.
Oh my goodness.
That one, did you hear?
No.
Yeah, I hear the music and then that's it.
Hulk Hogan is here! Hulk Hogan's here!
You heard that, right?
Hulk Hogan's here.
Okay, alright. Maybe because the quality of the video wasn't that good. Come on, where the hell is the thing with the tape machines? Because that was hilarious when I heard that. Because he was Tony Schiavone. The tape machines are rolling. We're going to commercial break. We'll be back. Yeah, but who's running the tape machines? That's what Bobby said. But it was so the way he said it. Oh, wait a minute, Lee Marshall. Lee Marshall interviews Bobby Heenan.
Hi, everybody. Lee Marshall here. Let me take you a little bit onto the inside of WCW. People want to know about the syndicated programs that we do, the WCW Pro Show, the Worldwide Show, WCW Main Event. Well, you hear from time to time about WCW being in Orlando, Florida, and that's true. We go to the Universal Studios, and we tape a lot of the programs. A lot of the matches that you see are actually taped at these WCW events. And one of the men calling the action, and most of them, is my colleague Bobby the Brain Heenan. Bobby, let's talk a little bit about what we do when we're not calling the action at a WCW event. A day in the life of Bobby the Brain in Orlando, if you will.
Hey, pal, she fell down by the elevator. Her hip went out. I was just helping her in the elevator.
No.
3:30 in the morning. I had just gotten off the plane.
No. I'm talking about a regular day in the life, you know, not to be...
Oh, you don't mean have to go as a back. Tourist? Yes, well, there's so many things to do in Orlando. Yeah. You go to Universal Studios, you can see, you can ride the great rides, get the great food. You can go see WCW. Mm-hmm. We do the main event there, we do the pro there. There's so much action there, and there's just so many things to do. And the wrestling's probably the highlight of your trip to Orlando. Plus, there's a lot of people there from all over the world.
Right.
A lot of the people don't speak English, and you can go up and just direct them the wrong way and stuff and tell them to go their cars over there.
Bobby.
Elmer, and the guy's got a big hat on with a wisp broom on. He's yodeling. He's got leather pants on. You're in 16D by the Bear. You can send him any place. It's a ball here.
No wonder you're called the concierge to the world. It is our job. It is our job to treat our tourists a little bit better, to be good hosts, to welcome them to Orlando, welcome them to the United States, show them the good things, the good side
of
the
USA. Well, I am a good host to everybody.
Oh, what? What?
If anybody asks, my name's Ole.
Fans, if you get an opportunity to join us in Orlando, Florida, well, Bobby was most of the time right. It is a great time we have at Universal. You can come join us for the television tapings, ride the rides, and be part of it. You don't have to, misdirect tourists or anything. Where would he get an idea like that?
I want to find that damn tape machine thing, but okay. I guess not. I love, though, I was going on a Bobby Heenan tangent the other day.
Hello, everyone. I'm Gorilla Monsoon along with Bobby the Brain Heenan on this very special Mother's Day weekend. One day of the year set aside to honor, to show respect for your mom. Unfortunately, 365 days would be more like it. But, Mom, to you out there in Las Vegas, my love, my honor, my respect, and a special gift headed out your way, as I'm sure, Brain, that big gift headed for Beverly Hills.
Boy, you said a mouthful. I wish Mother's Day was every day. Last year, my mom got me a red Mercedes.
What do you mean, got you?
was Mother's Day.
You're supposed to show your love and give something to your mom.
I'm her kid.
How's that? You're disgusting. Here we go.
I'm blue to match my eye.
All right. I guess I won't find the damn video.
See, the drop don't fully, that one didn't fully play. We heard it, we had bits and pieces. Right.
I guess I'm not going to find it. All right, well, whatever. Let's talk some wrestling now. As I was saying, Ashley Massaro passed away. Rumors say that she committed suicide. We don't know. I guess we won't know. For sure. But it's definitely a sad story. And along with that story was an affidavit to something that Ashley wrote that said that Vince McMahon told her to keep secret the fact that she was raped on a WWE tour in the Middle East. So, by a member of the military. So, that is, that's not good if that's true.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, but anyways, moving on. Let me see here. Trying to get some other, just some quick notes here. Hold on, I think we may have. It's TMZ is reporting Ashley Massaro was found hanging in an apparent suicide. So there you go. That's sad.
Oh man.
All right. As I said, that's Starcast. Has to scramble now to fill a void left by Ric Flair. So,
because Flair's not the, is he still on the contract with WWE?
No, he had surgery this past week, and
you know. No, I know that, but I was just asking if he was.
Well, I don't know. They wouldn't have let it get this far. I mean, this Ric Flair thing had been planned like almost a year in advance. So this is no secret. So if WWE was going to get involved, they would have gotten involved a long time ago.
Like they did with Taker.
Like they did with Taker and Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle's another one. So,
gotcha.
Let me see here. I think that's it in terms of those news stories. Now, let's start with Brock Lesnar.
Talk about my boy.
The Beast in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know if he's going to cash in on Seth Rollins. We don't know if he's going to cash in on Kofi Kingston, but not according, but based on what happened tonight on SmackDown, it looks like it. All arrows point to Seth Rollins because Dolph Ziggler attacked Kofi Kingston. So the next challenge for Kofi Kingston appears to be Dolph Ziggler. Whether or not that's going to happen at Super Showdown in 2 weeks remains to be seen, or if that'll happen at WWE Stomping Grounds.
I think they should give that match to Seth Rollins. If you're going to give Brock the Money in the Bank briefcase, you should give somebody else the title shot at Super Showdown. And just put him in, like you said, Double A, put him in the little battle royal or whatever.
But what if
that would make most sense.
That'd be funny if he wins the Battle Royal on top of that.
I mean, that'll make my day.
I gotta tell you, I learned something today, or not today, but a couple of weeks ago. Well, not even a couple of weeks ago. I learned it this past week. That there is there's a term in the wrestling business called paid show. Okay? A paid show is when the company is paid X amount of dollars to do an event, and it doesn't matter how many people show up, doesn't matter how much merchandise they sell. None of those things matter because they've already been given a check for their fees to do this show. That's what's going on in Saudi Arabia. So their money, they got their money for Saudi Arabia. They don't care if 50 people show up or 50,000.
It's all about the prince anyway.
And he apparently wants Goldberg to face The Undertaker. So...
he picks his own rich ears, huh?
Yeah. And I think he grew up watching 90s wrestling, so that's what he stuck on.
You know, I remember in some of those far-flung... I remember in some of those far-flung countries, it was not uncommon, okay, in the old days. I don't know about how it is today. I don't think it's too bad today, but in the old days, I remember that some of these countries was like four to 6 months behind on the TV, and so like. Right now, they would be getting, they'd be showing the TV leading up to about, let's say, the Survivor Series of last year. Like, could you imagine being in another country and in the United States, they're current, and you're just now watching the go home show for the Survivor Series?
You told it in real life. Now think about it.
Yeah, but now it doesn't. Now it doesn't matter, and everything's current now. But I don't know. This guy.
You're trying to go back.
Oh, Roman is favoring a leg. What if? I don't understand why. I mean. On what planet did this guy not realize that the Ultimate Warrior was dead? You know, when he wanted...
He may not use the internet.
But, I don't know.
He may not use the internet.
Maybe we need to get him to bring back the genius and demolition and things like that.
I would do demolition, Vince McMahon.
Yes, I want to see demolition versus
the Brainbusters.
I'd want to see. I hear your TV show now is on a new TV station. What do you mean? Yes. Don't you have a TV show on TNT? That's not me. That's the other guys. Oh, so you can't bring them to the next trip? No. Not even if I throw an extra $5 million. I'll see what I can do. Knowing Vince that he would probably do that. He'll probably pick up the phone and call Cody and Tony Khan and be like, hey, pal. I got an idea. Why don't we play nice from the start and work together?
What, joint and WWE and AEW's joint productions?
Yeah, could you imagine? I got a question. Who's going to take the first pot shot? I mean, obviously, WWE took a couple of pot shots during the Hall of Fame when DX was being inducted. But when the promotion is up and running, who's going to take the first pot shot during a televised wrestling program? Like Raw, SmackDown. Who's going to take the first shot?
Probably Vince, because you know you petty.
I think it's going to be AEW.
And you can forget about getting out your contract if you're WWE. They're not letting you go over there.
No. And speaking of not getting out of your contract, Sasha Banks, don't you feel stupid now?
Crunchy.
Crunchy, because your best friend, Bailey, had a monumental night on Sunday.
Yes, she did. So, no, Double A, you know how they do the town hall.
They're doing a town hall thing. Beto O'Rourke.
It's probably the Vince town hall.
They should do a town hall with the wrestling promoters of the world?
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be funny. I would have loved to have done that, you know, 30 years ago when there was still 20 promoters out there.
No, just do one with Vince McMahon.
Because you know what it would look like if you did it 30 years ago? It would look like the first town hall that happened, and town hall and debate that Donald Trump was a part of, and there was like 20 other Republicans on stage.
Mm-hmm.
It would be exactly like that. It'd be Vince McMahon, and then every other wrestling promoter.
That's what I'm saying. Now, Vince should go to a building and just let people just yell and scream and complain. Okay, we have Lee Champion from Baltimore, Maryland. He has a question about why Roman Reigns isn't the Universal Champion. Go ahead, Lee. Thank you. Mr. McMahon, I want to know. And they have Anderson Cooper moderated. WWE Cooper moderated. Or just let John Cena go around the country doing town hall.
You're really robotic. You're robotic, really.
It ain't me, it's freaking Discord.
I know it's Discord. I know it's Discord.
It's better now.
A little bit better.
But that's what Cena should be, an ambassador for wrestling. WWE. Go around from city to city. And now we have the silver one from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He has a question about your spousal agreement that you had Nikki Bella sign. Silver one. That's what I'm saying. Just let Vince, because all these people got frustrations about Vince and just need to do a town hall.
because I'm scratching something here. Okay. But I could have met. Could you? I would. Don Lemon. I would like to see. But I would have liked to have seen something with Vince 30 years ago, and like Bill Watts, Jim Crockett, you know, Bob Geigel, all the promoters of the old days. Could you imagine Bill Watts just getting frustrated and upset? God damn it, Vince! Why are you trying to put us out of business?
Which promoter took Vince doing what he did the most personal?
That took what Vince was doing most personal, Vern Gagne.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they end up.
Yeah, they were in a feud. They were fighting. Because Vince stole Hulk Hogan from Vern.
And this is cool. We'll be like, oh my God, this man has been attacked.
He's been attacked by Vern Gagne, Fritz Von Erich, Paul Bosch, and here comes Sam Mushnick.
And Jim Crockett.
Jim Crockett is just licking his chops, waiting for his chance to get in.
But I'm saying, yo, because all these internet warriors are so upset.
The keyboard warriors.
Keyboard warriors, internet goons, whatever you want to call. Oh my God. It's ridiculous. And I'm going back, like, I'm watching some old pay-per-views, and I see some results people should have been mad about.
Let me see here. Hold on.
He takes out Ali!
Here we go. Here's this guy's reaction as it loads.
Brock! Brock! Brock Lesnar! Brock just knocked the ladder over on his way down. He takes out Ali. Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar. Paul Heyman.
I think he's just screaming for the sake of screaming. Let me see here. Hold on.
He's more excited.
He picked him up. Hold on. Ali about to get the dub? Brock Lesnar. Oh, my God. Why is Brock Lesnar coming out right now? Why is Lesnar even out there?
That's one reaction. Hold on. I'm trying to find a good one. Here's a good one.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Oh, this is fucking bullshit. Oh my God. You gotta.
This guy is not happy.
Brock Lesnar
This is I got no fucking word. I'm legitimately pissed. Oh, what a fucking easy way out. This is fucking I'm gonna get made fun of for this. I'm gonna be called a mark. I don't give a fuck. That was stupid.
Okay.
That's when you know you're marked. We know somebody. When you know you're gonna get called a mark. That's the definition of a mark.
Here we go. We got this one. An angry reaction.
Here comes trash calling. And Johnny said, taking some nasty. Jesus. Drew has just ropes down.
Here we go. Hold on.
Ollie's done it. What? What? Brock Lesnar!
Hold on.
Brock Lesnar!
And this guy, I think he's trying to stay quiet so he doesn't wake up his parents. Hold on.
Exactly, because he's so a young guys, Mark.
You supported your girl and downloaded the app. Like I said, it's.
Hold on. Let me see. Oh, here we go.
Ali's the only one standing at the moment. Where's Bray Wyatt? Who's coming out? Gotta be Bray. Is Ali gonna win? Go, Ali! Bray Wyatt's music ready? Are you kidding me? Brock Lesnar is going to destroy Ali. What the hell? Brock Lesnar's here. Brock's going to win Money in the Bank. Why Lesnar? He's just going to steal the Money in the Bank contract. This is ridiculous. He just steals everyone's opportunities. Someone push him off. What is? Where's Braun?
Brock is the eighth man. Brock is the eighth man in the match. Brock Lesnar has won Money in the Bank. Brock Lesnar. Every single person in this arena.
I am so sick of Brock Lesnar.
I cannot believe what we just witnessed. I'm looking around this arena.
I don't understand.
They're dumbfounded. People are like, what is going on? Is this true? Is Brock Lesnar?
You have seven guys in there that all deserve the contract, and you have freaking Brock Lesnar come out and steal it.
We've got a beast in the bank.
Ali just got buried.
This one's got a can of Raid on their night table, so. Let me see if there's any other ones here that we got here. I want an angry one. Here we go.
It'd be great. He's young. It'd be great if they did.
Well, right there, he just said, what a miracle. That means he ain't winning.
Good job, Michael Cole. You just fucked it up. The briefcase
and the contract he signed. Ali has been through hell and his fingertips away from heaven. Almost there. Ali,
he's got it. Briefcase in hand. What the?
What the?
What the hell?
No! Are you fucked?
Oh, God. Damn
Ali
it.
Just won. Dang it, dude.
God damn
no!
it.
Are you five finger freaking kidding me? They are booing. Audience is booing. Look at this. They are booing. No, are you serious?
Who's not doing it? No.
Ali was champion. Ali, I mean, he had the belt. He had the case. Seriously. Yeah, why is it? He took Sami Zayn's place. Look at him. He's like he's having a seizure. I would laugh at his balls.
Brock is the eighth man.
fuck is the eighth man in the match?
God damn it.
He was even in the match, dude.
Did Vince just fucking die already? Jesus. Damn it.
Jesus. Me.
Yes, he did, and he got up and he walked away. Let's play that back.
Hold on.
Let's play that back one more time.
God damn it.
He was even in the match, dude.
Did Vince just fucking die already? Jesus. Damn it.
And he got up and he left.
It's like WrestleMania 34 all over again.
I'm dead. Two things, man.
Hold on, he came back. Hold on.
Fuck!
That's all he had to say. That's all he had to say when he came back.
Fuck!
Man, I was out of nowhere.
That's pretty funny. he walked away for like 30 seconds. And he comes back into the frame. And what does he have to say?
Fuck!
I love the train of thought, man.
I gotta tell you, these reactions are great sometimes.
But this... Okay, two things. First off, Brock Lesnar...
Yeah.
Was gone from WWE for 8 years.
Yeah.
Came, and you think Vince McMahon ain't forget the 8 years worth of day he missed out of him?
I guess. You, I don't know.
Mistaken. He could squeeze 8 years into about, what?
8 months.
Brought me back for about seven. So in the amount of time he didn't miss, he about evened it out. He was gone for eight. Now he been back for eight. About eight.
He's been back seven, yeah.
Yeah, he's been back seven, going on eight, so.
Oh, man.
Imagine, y'all really, people really pissed off. Now, imagine if he would have never left.
Yeah. Let's see this reaction. Hold on. Oh, no, this one is not that good. Hold on.
Vince been in love with Brock Lesnar.
Hi, it's your girl, Queen of Light, back. I'm reacting to the Miz Money in the Bank. Hold on. Hit him with that ladder? Okay, baby!
Hold on.
Okay, yo!
Black girl.
I said, what? Bro, so Brock coming back to take his title back from himself? No, baby, no! He ain't hit Panini!
Say yes, say yes, say yes.
What the hell? Now, this some shit that we didn't even expect. Let me tell y'all something right now. This is something that we never knew what happened.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
But this is the funny thing. This is the funny thing. My brother said something about what if Brock come back to take his title away from Seth.
Sell.
Yo, but who is expecting him to win it? Like, that's like something that we never knew. And I'm not, to be honest, this is a shocking moment. This is why they put it last. My other brother was mad because they put this last. But what the hell, y'all?
Now, what's going to happen when you try to apply for a job and they go look on your social media and see you talking like that?
Yeah, talking about Seth Rollins.
Seth. S.E.F. Rollins. Hashtag Seth Rollins. That's going to be the title of the show. Mm-hmm. Get the gun.
Here's another one.
Oh! Now that was unexpected.
It can't be, can it? David, it can't be. It is. Look at Brock Lesnar in the center of the ring with a freaking ladder. Yeah, but Brock Lesnar's
in the match. At this caliber, he's still going for a title. He can't do this. And money in the bank.
Lesnar on the top of the ladder.
Oh, man.
This is the biggest thing I've ever seen.
Now you got to take one more step, bro. He's kind of scared.
He's hella shaking.
Brock is the eighth man.
Wow.
Wow. That's a happy Lesnar. Damn.
Wow.
That look reminds me of the old Lesnar, the way he...
Okay. But yeah, so...
Something. So, he came in and ripped the door off the cell with nobody... Now one coming, right? And now this year, he won the Money in the Bank.
I got one here. Some
be sleeping on Brock Lesnar.
Everybody.
Oh, let me see some ugly looking people here. So hold on.
Ugly looking Mark,
which was hanging across the ropes, and Finn bounced.
Well, despite everything that's happened,
what Lesnar? You've got to be freaking kidding me. This is absolute bull crap.
Them damn bricks. What? No, they be mad. Boy.
What? What? What?
Alright, one more.
Why do people be surprised by it?
That's loud react. That's a live reaction. Let me see here if we can get...
Why do people from another country be surprised when America do crazy stuff?
I don't know. Here we go.
What the fuck?
Can I ask that?
What the fuck?
We let Baron Corbin win.
Oh my god, dude. This is horse shit.
Oh, no.
This is horse shit. Oh my god, dude.
This is the damnedest thing I've ever seen. Brock Lesnar is on top of the ladder. Brock is the eighth man. Brock is the eighth man of the...
Are you fucking kidding me, dude? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me, dude? Are you fucking kidding me? This is horse shit. Oh my god.
So there you go.
So what if you work for like a religious organization and then they see that video and they fire you? Like,
I don't know.
Is being a martyr worth of it?
No, that's why I keep AA private from, you know, from everyday
the
life. Internet.
So you talking about religion? You with the Westboro Baptist Church, Tony C?
I'm talking about anybody. Like I just spoke on religion, but I'm just saying any of them. Like, if your job cast that on the internet, you acting a fool about a scripted, you know what I'm saying, situation. Like, yeah, well, next thing you know, they're going to tell me Rhett is real. The young and the restless come. They really think people in the real life relationship. Never. Young and the restless been on for how many years? Double A, about 30?
Try almost 50.
50. There you go. Come on, man. Y'all need to get it together, man. But I was saying, why do them Brits be like foreign people be, you know what I'm saying, shocked by what happens in America? This is a shitty country, whether listen, people know it or not.
Listen, WWE had to do this because the Game of Thrones finale was going on at the same time. So,
yeah, they had to do something to get them eyes back on them.
By the way, those that are seeking therapy for the finale of Game of Thrones, you got some
people seeking therapy for the end of that pay per view.
Probably, I understand that.
What you mean you understand?
I understand seeking therapy for the end of the pay per view. I don't understand getting therapy really? For Game of Thrones.
Man, please. That therapist going to take their money and say, you know what? You are crazy. And that's that.
So.
I had another thing I wanted to say about Vince McMahon, this is what I was gonna say.
We'll understand Tony C at some point. Tony C.
Vince McMahon.
I gotta figure this thing out with Discord with Tony C. Tony C, you got an iPad or something?
Like that.
Tony C is just having a great time.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
You sound like a peanut adult.
A what? Oh.
An adult.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, but I'm using the app. So either way.
Do you got an iPad or a tablet or something, Tony C?
I call you from the Discord app.
No. But do you have a tablet or something?
Do you have something other than your phone?
You have something other than your phone. Maybe it's the phone itself. Anyways, we'll figure this out. We'll figure this out by next week. I mean, we're not gonna worry about it now, but... Wait a minute. Tony C hung up. Decline. So, we'll add Tony C. Here, let's do this. Remove from group. All right, let's see if this works. Tony C. Tony C. There's Tony. I just heard him. It's still the same, Tony. That's all right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Oh, man.
Let me try to... y'all hold it down. I'm going to try to get on the idea.
All right. So, as Tony C settles what's going on there.
Are we talking about wrestling still?
Yes, we are.
I want to know. How long do we have to see Lars Sullivan just come out and not really do anything other than attack people? No promo or nothing.
I think we're getting there. They're gonna start changing things.
Now, other wrestlers aren't giving it a push because they can't talk. This man hasn't spoken a word yet, hasn't had a match yet. And this idea of him just coming out beat up on people is not getting the audience excited to see him.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think it's, I think it's okay to have somebody coming in and not talk and just be
I'm not saying it's not monster. Okay.
Okay.
But let's see some wrestling out of him.
Well, that's coming. That's coming. But there was something that everybody was talking about yesterday on Raw, and that's this.
For those superstars looking to step up, I can tell you from experience that it takes a lot to make a mark and to be a champion in WWE. It is an obsession that consumes you throughout the day. Every single moment of every single minute of every single hour. 24 hours a day. 7 days a week. And so it is, with that spirit in mind, may I present to you the newest title in the WWE family. May I have a drum roll, please? May I present to you the 24/7 title. Now, as the name may imply, this title is to be defended anytime, any place, anywhere. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to lay this title on the line, and I'm going to make you aware that starting tonight, the third hour of Raw, each and every week is about to get downright mean and nasty, a little bit dirty. Because starting tonight, right now, right here in Albany, New York, we are going to crown our first 24/7 champion. We're going to have ourselves what I like to call a scramble. I'm going to remove myself from the situation. I asked the superstars to line up. Now, you may ask yourself, is this open to all of the superstars on the Raw roster? And the answer is no. It's open to every superstar on the Raw roster, the SmackDown roster, the 205 Live roster, the NXT roster, NXT UK, and who knows, maybe every now and then we'll have a visiting WWE legend competing for the prestige of the 24/7 championship.
Mick Foley's going to call for the bell, which means we are having our
I'm
first
close. Up. I should probably look. I could probably get down there before anybody else.
No, you're already the champion of
already.
Oh, this is good.
That's EC3.
Look, these guys are going to blow out their knees before they even get in the ring.
Mojo Rawley, Cedric Alexander's out there as well. A match.
Eric Young, good brothers,
to become the first ever 24/7 champion.
And oh, there's Titus.
No one's even made it in the ring yet.
Titus and Owen Mojo just blasting Titus.
How dare you stop me, Renee? I can be champion right now.
Cedric Alexander.
Oh, Eric Young. What a move.
Grab the title.
That happens all the time. No, someone grab the title.
Well, they're trying.
Good brothers.
Anderson
there we
Dallas.
Go.
Well, they both have it.
It's going to be a party. Cut it in half.
Can we have tag teams? They have the first title.
It's not worth it, good brothers.
EC3 now the championship knocked down. We still don't have a champion yet. Now EC3 and No Way Jose. This is like a main event out here.
No Way Jose would have to defend his title sitting in the hairdresser getting that ridiculous.
Oh, look at this. Both men spilling out of the ring of the championship still inside.
Unbelievable. Yes, Drake Maverick.
He's the general manager of 205 Live.
Titus just picked the title up.
He got it.
Drake Maverick, well, he had, I don't think he had it fully. And Titus O'Neil sends flying. And Titus O'Neil! Titus O'Neil, the first ever 24-7 champion.
Here's your new 24-7 champion, Titus O'Neil.
Titus Worldwide is back in business.
Hey, Joe, he went through the barricade with it.
Titus is back in business, your brand new 24-7 champion.
Oh, wait, already.
Who the hell?
Robert Roode.
Oh!
Robert Roode!
Yes.
Robert Roode is
shut up!
Titus.
Here's your winner and the new 24-7 champion, the glorious Robert the champion. Where's the title?
Hand it over!
He's the champion because he pinned Titus O'Neil, and now the chase is on.
So, there you go. The new 24-7 title.
So, can you hear me now?
I can hear you, Tony C.
Okay.
Finally, Titus got his championship. Finally.
Yeah, lasted all of 30 seconds, but yes.
But, you know, the best part was R-Truth. I mean.
And of course, R-Truth posted on Twitter that he was taking the European title to SmackDown.
That was hilarious, yo. No, but before I left, I was just saying that people like Vince McMahon, Queen Elizabeth, you know, 45, you know, they had that evil like that. They live forever. They're going to outlive everybody. So if you sit around waiting on their demise and plotting on it, you're going to be waiting a long time, man.
The Queen. Well, she's going to outlive us all.
That's what I'm saying. Vince.
Well, she has the money to outlive everybody. She's not eating no processed food or...
No, you know, she's doing something else.
Fast food.
She's probably doing something else.
But what I'm saying, them people fueled by... just day to day stuff.
You know, she got a physician on standby.
They probably don't sleep. Because they worry about dying.
She's probably in a hyperbaric chamber at night.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
I mean, listen, her mother, is she still alive?
Her mom died many years ago.
She lived past 100, didn't she?
I think she lived right at 100.
And see, that's what I'm saying. So, like, bottom line is, like,
yeah, by the time Prince Charles get the throne, he gonna have, like, dementia or...
The Queen Mother died in 2002 at age 101.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
He gonna have Alzheimer's, and no one won't be able to take the throne.
Charles,
he'll be like, son of a bitch, I just turned 90 and I can't sit on the throne.
Oh, shut up.
Why are you playing?
Let me see here. Then, of course, yeah.
Taking people out. That's what she do. That type of evil never dies. Like Jason Voorhees, goddamn it.
Oh, man.
That evil, that type of evil, it'll take a nap, but it ain't gonna die. Oh, y'all thought y'all had it going on around here. Let me come back, start some hell, raise some hell.
Let me see here. She is the 329th richest person in the UK, Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, is she that low on the list?
She's that low on the list.
Double A, if you see some of these oogly, fogly people up here asking Beto O'Rourke questions, man.
I've got it on. I like this one that's on with all the crosses. She's got a couple of crosses and a skeleton on her necklace.
Oh my God! This is the best Iowa got to throw at up here on stage, Seth Rollins. this your home state?
That's why he's not there anymore.
And can we talk about that line that Paul Heyman hit?
That right there. You know Paul that Paul, you, Paul, there's a reason why Paul is great. And I don't think nobody's telling Paul what to do or what to say. You know, because...
But they put it out there, though.
Oh, well, yeah, they put it out there. But still, he had two great lines. One is, you would blame Brock Lesnar for the Kennedy assassination.
Brock Lesnar with the Money in the Bank contract. Look, let me just cut to the chase. I'm out here trying to be a champion that inspires people. I'm out here trying to be a champion that you never had the guts to be. But I can't do that while you're hanging that contract over my head. So this is what I propose. I beat you at WrestleMania. And I'm damn sure I can beat you again, but I don't want to wait around to find out. So how about you be a man, you cash that thing in tonight, and it's you versus me for this right now.
I understand that you're sitting here feeling like the sword of Damocles is over your head, but this is Brock Lesnar's game of anticipation. Which means you have to wait until Brock feels like cashing in the Money in the Bank contract. You should be used to waiting, Seth Rollins. It's like waiting around 7 hours at WrestleMania for your girlfriend to main event the show that you dreamt of main eventing since you were...
There you go. There you go.
Shot fired.
Unbelievable. And let's talk about Brock walking down the aisle with the briefcase like a boombox.
Like Radio Raheem.
Oh, my God.
And do the right thing.
I wonder what song he's playing on that briefcase.
Did you see on the internet that he had produced some rap song a couple weeks ago?
Who, Brock?
Yeah. No, it was on YouTube.
Okay, let's see.
He's rapping or someone else is rapping?
I think somebody else is rapping. I think he produced it or something like that.
I'll have to look for it. Yeah, because I don't see anything here, but I'll definitely have to look. So yeah, some interesting times we're dealing with right now.
Him sitting up on that ladder saying, I'm back, baby.
Now I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder what's going to happen at Super Showdown.
I hope they give that title shot to somebody else. Because him winning the briefcase just to get a 1-on-1 match, don't that always defeat the purpose of the briefcase? The briefcase was not invented to give straight up matches.
No.
Correct, Double A?
No, but it's not. It's happened.
Yeah. But normally the person, when they get a straight up match, they don't win. It take the advantage of having the brief. It defeat the purpose. Man. Like when Edge did it to Cena the first time,
right.
That's the way you're supposed to do it. And the Miz did it to Randy Orton?
How Bayley did it on Sunday night.
Yeah, Bayley. Now the way Bayley did it, that was messed up.
Well, Corey Graves, actually, let me play that because Corey Graves said it best. In regards to Bayley winning the SmackDown Women's Championship, and I'm gonna play what he had to say because It could not have been more accurate. Hold on here. Let's see. Fast forward here. Now go a little bit further. Here we go. I'm gonna rewind just a pinch.
Do it tonight! Oh! Elbow drop! Bailey! Cover! Bailey has taken the queen!
Wow!
Bailey cashes in style!
Here's your winner! And the new SmackDown Women's Champion! Bailey!
Becky Lynch's misfortune just turned into Bailey's blessing. We got a new SmackDown Women's Champion.
This is the worst night in the history of WWE officiating. Charlotte Flair never
there you go. Because the referees had been, you know, not screwing up, but the calls had been all over the place all night, starting with Samoa Joe and Rey Mysterio. But we found out that match was instructed to go home due to the blood from Samoa Joe. And now, with Rey Mysterio having a separated shoulder, that title is going to be held in abeyance.
It wouldn't be the U.S. title if it wasn't held up.
No.
Because you know the U.S. title stay getting held up.
There was another call that the referee screwed up, and then this one that the referee didn't allow Charlotte. Referee Mike Chioda. She didn't get on her feet. So, Mike Chioda. Who was the other referee? I think Rod Zapata. You were the referee of the Samoa Joe match. Samoa Joe's shoulder was clearly up.
Bro, we know how we feel about those on this network.
Follow the rules. That's what I say. We like when you follow the rules.
Samoan Joe.
Yeah, somebody did say Samoan Joe. I forgot who it was, but somebody did say Samoan Joe.
That's what I call him. Okay, Double, I got a question for you. I was thinking about this weekend because I was watching some old WWE pay-per-views. Who would you prefer, Umaga or Boomin? Because you know Umaga got pushed to the moon too.
Umaga.
Yeah,
I enjoyed Umaga a lot, and then of course. He had Armando Alejandro Estrada.
And once he lost that one match to this one person, stuff was never right for Umaga. I mean, they built him. Now, that was a build because Umaga was freaking... Well, did he lose the Cena first or what's his name? The Cobra dude, Santino.
I don't remember.
Because if he lost to Santino first, oh my God.
Yeah, he probably lost to Cena first. Speaking of Samoans,
go ahead.
What's up with the Usos being clowns all of a sudden?
They're not clowns.
Yes, they are. It's like hey, everything's funny, and you know, the whole thing in the shower, and the Uso hot, and laughing at everybody.
What's up with Naomi coming out with Afro puffs? I was offended.
She was dressed up as a bumblebee from DC Comics.
I was offended by that.
What? She was dressed up like Bumblebee.
I thought she was trying to make fun of the Lady of Rage.
No. She's dressed as
Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey,
She was dressed up like a superhero.
Shout out to Steve Harvey. You know, he's falling on some hard times right now.
Y'all keep that?
Lifted up in prayer.
What hard times?
He's losing all his gigs.
Oh, well. He should have a lot of money saved up.
Oh, no, the way his wife was spending it. Well, soon-to-be ex-wife. Y'all keep Steve lifted up in prayer.
Well, as long as he keeps the family feud, he should be okay.
Didn't I just say he losing all his gigs?
He losing the family feud?
Ain't that all of them, ain't it?
What about the New Year's on Fox?
All of them. Don't you understand all?
Why is black unemployment going up all of a sudden?
Strahan taking over Family Feud.
Michael Strahan is taking over Family Feud.
That's what the rumor is, yeah. Yep. Moment of silence. But at least they're replacing them Steve Harvey with another brother, you know what I'm saying? Keep that black unemployment rate up that they love to tout so much.
I mean, Jesus. That show should just, you know, end already.
There's always a family that want to try to win some money on TV. But speaking of black unemployment, if anybody want a good laugh on the internet, they had Surfer Homeboy, his uncle Ben Carson, they had him up on Capitol Hill today. And he was talking about
is that why it was trending on Twitter?
He was talking about Oreos.
Is that why it was trending on Twitter?
Yep.
All right. Hold on. To
be a brain surgeon, he's going to be so fucking stupid. and then he act like he's getting over on people. He told the congresswoman, "I'm reclaiming my time." Because, you know, she asked a yes or no question. And he's not answering. She's like, "I'm reclaiming my time." And he said, she kept asking me yes or no. And he goes, "I'm reclaiming my time."
Well, at least he's quoting another black person.
All right, hold on.
This embarrassing exchange during a House hearing today.
Why is FHA, to use a term that I think we can both understand, lousy at servicing mortgages?
Okay, I have not had any discussions about that particular issue, but I will look it up. Okay. Find out what's going on.
So as you look it up, I'd also like you to get back to me, if you don't mind, to explain the disparity in REO rates. Do you know what an REO is?
An Oreo?
Not an Oreo. An REO. REO.
Real estate?
What's the O stand for?
E-organization.
Owned. Real estate owned. That's what happens when a property goes to foreclosure. We call it an REO. Mm-hmm. And FHA loans have much higher REOs. That is, they go to foreclosure rather than to loss mitigation or to non-foreclosure alternatives like short sales than comparable loans at the GSEs.
I would be extremely happy if you'd like to have you work with the people who do that.
All right, hold on. Let's rewind that. Hold on.
An Oreo?
An R to explain the disparity in REO rates. Do you know what an REO is?
An Oreo?
An REO. REO.
Real estate?
What's the O stand for?
E-organization.
Owned. Real estate owned. That's what happens when a property goes to foreclosure. We call it an REO. Mm-hmm. And FHA.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to ask a question to somebody. Like, Surfer been alive longer than I have, you know, by a few years. Surfer, is this the most incompetent administration, government entity administration that ever been fielded?
Yeah, my lifetime, sure. I mean,
well, I've often heard Gerald Ford was stupid. Just flat out maybe, stupid.
But at least it's Carlos.
Gerald Ford, he took over for Nixon, and most of the people that was in his cabinet was Nixon people. So it wasn't like, he filled all these posts with crooks or people that's there just to dismantle or destroy the very thing they're supposed to be working on. You know, you get somebody in the Environmental Protection Agency who doesn't care about the environment.
Like, really, man, this man is a brain surgeon, and they got him in control of housing and urban
development. He got the job because he's black. And the way Trump sees it is like, oh, urban, and we live in houses.
He ain't smart enough to know urban mean. I ain't gonna give him credit for that.
Yeah. Because Ben Carson, he didn't grow up rich, and he grew up in a housing development, and that's supposed to be his.
But you know what Oreos mean, though.
He don't know because he's just there. He's not really doing anything other than trying to funnel money to certain people.
And that's the thing. These crooks, they didn't let up in. Sometimes, bro, I'll be wondering, after 4 years, well, this country may not be standing, bro, as we know it, as we once knew it.
It will be, but we'll all be on the short bus, I think.
Exactly. These crooks then came in and looted. They did everything.
They could do such long-term damage that even we get him out in next year and get all these people out, the damage could be done and almost irreversible.
Generational. These crooks ain't playing, boy. My question is, Double A, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
I want to ask you and Surfer this today. If you get a subpoena, the court,
yes.
One of us gets subpoenaed in the court, and we don't show up, we go to jail, right?
A warrant could be issued for your arrest, yes.
Okay, I'm just wondering. Okay, I just want to know that high.
It doesn't necessarily mean that it could happen, but it could happen. Or it doesn't mean
it would happen.
I know plenty of people been locked up for FTA. And for y'all that don't know, that's urban lit challenge, that's fading to appeal. So they tell you to come to court, and you be like, I ain't coming.
Did y'all see the video of the guy got shot by a police, plainclothes police officer? He's like walking through the street begging. And he walks into the cop car, and the cop immediately just blasts him. You just see the smoke and everything.
No, I ain't see that. I seen a white dude steal a police car. And Lil tell about it. Just saying. That video just came up a couple days ago. Stole the police car, and I think it was naked. I think he had no clothes. So, I'm just saying, America, people.
Well,
Ronda
Rousey tried to steal a police car.
Yeah, that was, Lex Luger and Sting did.
Yes, they did.
So, what you trying to say?
One more time, in case you missed it.
Disparity in REO rates. Do you know what an REO is?
An Oreo?
R? No, not an Oreo. An R.
Now,
Ben was hungry. It was early in the morning.
I believe Saturday Night Live will have their final episode this Saturday.
No, they're already last
Saturday. Okay, well then. There's no parody in that.
Well, trust me, they're gonna get him in August. But I wanted to ask that question, about
stupidity.
People get subpoena.
Some people get in the government and they put people in there to do the opposite of what that task is, but they do it on the sly, But with Trump's people, I mean, they blatantly crooked. he blatantly robbing the store
with no mask.
It's like I walk up and buy a candy bar, right? Give you $2, and you don't even put the $2 in the drawer. You just stick it in your pocket.
They robbing with the mask on. Mm-hmm. Then tell
no,
you
they work in the store and they robbing it.
That's what I'm saying. They stealing from the store. You're right. That's the example. They robbing this country blind.
Oh, have you heard of Chris Kobach?
That name sounds familiar.
He tried to come up with different laws, you know, immigration and shit like that. So supposedly Trump wants to make him a star.
That's the dude that want the plane. Gotta have 24
hours. He got to be able to fly to see his family on the weekends. He don't work on the weekends.
Dude, you know what this remind me? Dude, remind me of? He remind me of a crooked like pastor that take over like a mega church, and then his whole family and the deacons and everybody crooked. So. They gutted.
I thought all mega churches was crooked.
It might be a few out there.
I thought the purpose of American church was to be crooked.
Either way, when they take over, it's like, all right, I need a jet. I'm gonna have my deacons over here. I'm having my kids in charge, and we just gonna rob this motherfucker blind. We're gonna have a building fund. We're gonna have all these different funds. And it's gonna be the hand of our lifestyle that we're gonna live. Cause this See, is ridiculous.
Pastor Sadell knows about Ben Carson's ignorance.
I mean, he said Ben up for failure, man. Uncle Ben is a surgeon, man. He ain't got nothing to do with no
how. He wasn't set up for failure. He's supposed to fail. They all supposed to fail.
Yeah, like I said, I think me and Double A said this a while back. It's like when Spaceballs came to life and President Scrooge was a real person. President Scrooge! What? He gonna suck all the air out this planet. Then we're gonna have to go to another planet to get their air, yo. And then this mugger talk about locking up the FBI. This how uneducated folks are in this country. And I'm gonna say it. It's some persuasion, folks.
President Scrooge, salute.
Hail Scrooge.
I just had to laugh at that, but.
Five. Would have on his leg.
Combination. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
That's amazing. I've got the same combination on my luggage.
Anyways,
what was the line before that about that combination? Only an idiot uses that for their luggage.
Only an idiot would lose that for their luggage.
An idiot would have on his luggage. That's the stupidest combination I ever heard in my life. That's the kind of thing an idiot would have on his luggage.
Thank you, Your Highness.
But what I was saying is those freaking Pennsylvania piss ants that was up there Saturday night yelling, lock up the FBI. Fool, you can't lock it. The FBI is the law. It just, in the past couple of years, 3 years, man, it showed me. We need to start teaching physics in school, man. But that's the issue. We don't teach physics no more. People don't know how the government work. You think the FBI, who gonna take the FBI to jail? Please tell me. Don't worry, I'll wait. But you got idiots out here telling you that it's somebody that can put the FBI in jail. Well, not local cops.
Listen, like Congress, they have a sergeant at arms. They can send him out to arrest anybody. They have a jail inside of, you know, the Capitol building.
Hey, man, I have a guilty pin. I ain't going. And I'm going to say executive privilege. That's my new phrase. Everything.
Diplomatic.
Yeah,
he's not
as
president. Ask
Wesley Snipes what happens when a black person tries to ignore the law.
Diplomatic immunity. That's what you got to say.
Hey, man. Wesley went and did a bid. This man ain't paid taxes. Still get walking away scot-free. That's all I'm saying. Executive
Order. Hey, if you lost more than $1 billion, you wouldn't want to pay taxes either.
And that's how retarded people is. They won't give you a job. Like, you know how now they're requiring you to, some people to do a credit check.
Mm-hmm.
To get a job. This motherfucker lost $1 billion in what, 10 years? Something like that. I wonder what his FICO score is.
Nobody's ever asked that.
If they get on the base stage, Joe Biden, whoever get up there, will be like, bruh, let me ask you a question. What is your FICO score?
How much
they got to be in the fives.
He'll probably say 1,000. They don't go that high, Donald.
Bruh, if you default on a payday loan.
I have a perfect score.
What's the number?
Hashtag, what's your FICO score? Because if you lost that much money, man, your credit is shot. You can't even go to a buy here, pay here car.
Hey, listen, man, the man with bankrupt running a casino.
That's an oxymoron, ain't it?
Rent-a-center.
Exactly.
So no rent-a-center for him?
Rent-a-center will be like, Donald Trump probably got a Nets being called. He can't even get a bank account.
Yeah, I think he could get a rush card.
He couldn't get one of them.
Yeah, he would apply for a rush card, and Russell Simmons would call himself saying, "No way."
Oh my God, Joe, that's funny. I just had thought of that. Surfer bought that up. Man, lost $1 billion, man. I mean, that credit score is terrible. Need a co-signer for everything.
Well, he gets money from the Russians, so.
He can't even get a pawn shop loan. No.
His boy Putin gives him money.
No. Oh, my God. Hashtag, what's your credit score? That's what we need. That's what people need to start bringing up on these debate stages. Let's talk about some real issues, bro. What's your credit score? Let's have a credit contest up here.
I have the best credit.
Oh my God. Let's see if we go over the bank account in your name. No, you got to use a different name. Oh my God, I'm dead off that. Totally sick. You can't go to Rent-A-Center. You might go to Aaron's. You might. You got to pay 90 days the same as cash, though.
They don't take his checks anymore at the check cashing store?
Oh my God, they got a picture of that motherfucker. No, he didn't buy some checks, boy.
No Am Scott for him? Nothing like that?
Oh, no payday loan for you?
You ever go to a store? You ever been in a store and, like, on the walls, they have pictures of people that got caught shoplifting?
No, I've never seen that. I know there are people that, there are stores that have done that.
The crooks, they probably have been
shoplifting. I just imagine you go to a bank. And
his picture
up on the wall.
Don't lend money to this man.
He tries to and, cash a check in the supermarket.
Not just under his real name, but his aliases too.
He called up that time, my name John Donald Trump, and I'm looking to get a loan.
Can you cash this check at the supermarket?
Oh my God, Walmart. Oh Lord, they need to ask, dude, bro, do you get direct? Are you eligible for direct deposit? Because you got no bank. That's why he ain't paying no taxes, because he been dealing in cash all these years. He got no credit. That's how you avoid taxes, just pay in cash. Under the table. Oh my God, this is hilarious, y'all. See, these people that's running for president and stuff, they talk about the wrong thing. See, that fool, you gotta get on his level. You gotta roast him. That's what. See, his supporters and stuff, they don't like to get roasted about like their IQs and stuff like that. His IQ and his credit and all that. They like to do that stuff. So that's what you got to throw blows. Look at your man, credit, yo. Can't even get a rental car, yo. Are you eligible? For enterprise, he ran a car. Credit is horrible. That's why you feed people fast food.
You need a major credit card to rent this car, sir.
I ain't got nothing but a debit card. You got a secure credit card.
Well,
$200
limit on there, because they don't trust. If we use this, we have to put a $250 hold on it. Is the hold necessary?
I may. That motherfucker's so crooked.
I got some payments going through, and I really need that money.
run it on this one. If this one don't work, try this one. Oh my God, Joe! This is ridiculous, man. And he the leader. The rest of them is cronies. They doing better than him, but he the lead horse. Oh my God!
Are you sure this check is good?
This is like a Kinder Wonder was the leader of the horse.
It doesn't matter. They all got the same problem.
They crooks. Oh man! I was watching the episode. I was watching the pay per view where Vince McMahon put the kid in. Down that hall in that wheelchair, yo. This kind of people they dealing with, yo. They friends.
He's putting $1 gas only.
Oh my God, yo.
Now I know why he eats a lot of fast food.
That's the only thing he afford.
A lot of 2-for-5 Whoppers. And
man, credit, Jack, yo. I got this secure credit card. Gave me a $200 limit. And I had to give them $200 down on it. They want to see if I can pay it off. Oh, my God. That dude can't even get a gas card, yo. That's surfer. That surfer man,
That surfer, and surfer who's still walking around with a Diners Club.
Diners Club.
Can you put it on my Diners Club? Okay.
Speaking of cards, you think the only black card he got is the kind he scribbled with a magic marker?
He ain't even got his credit. Ain't good enough to get no black card. What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying? He got a regular debit card, and he calls it black. He tries to pass it off as a black card.
Oh. And credit shot, yo. He need to rent a car or something. He called Vince. Vince, how you doing? It's me, Donald.
Isn't it amazing that the only person in his cabinet that there was no scandal was Linda
McMahon? I'm trying to keep the lights on, Vince.
Can you rent me a Vince? Can you rent me a Corvette for a weekend?
I'm surprised he hasn't tried to talk Vince into holding WrestleMania at the White House.
Yet.
Keyword, yet.
Well, let's wrap it up here. Let's see. Ghetto Geek Squad was live on the air on Friday. I don't know. You may get another Ghetto Geek Squad prior to Turnbuckle Throwbacks live this week. And, of course, Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be live 9 o'clock here on Ranium Radio on Friday. The Shining Wizards live next Tuesday, 7 p.m. And then this program, The Rant, following that. We're adding content to the feed, and we're in the process of doing some different things. Of course, you can hear The Midnight Jury, The Shining Wizards, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, The Ghetto Geek Squad, and things like that. And I think that's it. Any final thoughts?
What's your FICO score? What's your budget, yo? What you spending your money on? You can't budget your bank account. You can't budget this country. Double A about to go eat some double stuffed Oreos, no?
I wish. I have no Oreos here. I almost bought a thing of Oreos, but I'm sure there's going to be a mad dash for Oreos, though, now.
Shout out to Uncle Ben.
Especially those Game of Thrones Oreos.
What? Oh my god.
Okay.
Double A, you getting ready for Aladdin this weekend?
I don't know if I'll go this weekend. The plan was to go, but I don't know if we're going this weekend.
You gonna see it regular or 3D or
regular.
IMAX.
Just regular surfer. Not gonna complicate my life.
Oh, it is this weekend. I forgot.
Well,
Tony C, did you see John Wick yet?
No. I ain't going to see it.
Oh. That was the bomb.
If you say so.
Well, he did. He did last week.
I'm getting ready for Shaft, the sequel on June 14th. Double A, you going to see that, right?
What? Shaft?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to see Shaft. Oh, my God.
What about the X-Men?
Tony C, who was in the last Shaft?
Samuel Jackson.
Who was the bad guys in the last Shaft?
Christian Bale.
No, you're forgetting about Jeffrey Wright.
Oh, yeah. He played Peoples Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
I think Double A going to see Shaft.
We'll see.
And Spider-Man Far From Home.
Three generations of Shaft.
Double A, you got to get your fad card up. You'll start seeing these movies.
Yeah.
And I want to recommend a movie on Netflix to everybody that's listening. See You Yesterday, man. It's Spike Lee joint. It was good, yo.
Okay.
It's about black folks in time travel. Showing you we got.
I heard about that.
We got smart.
He directed it or produced it.
What'd you say, sir?
He directed it or produced it.
He produced it. It's about black people and time travel. We got enough smarts to do that and run housing and urban development.
Yes, that's all I'm saying. Yes, we do. All right. All right. I'm exhausted. It's been a rough week here for me. But We'll be back next Tuesday for another edition of The Rant. For everybody in the chat room, everybody listening live, for Tony C, for Surfer, I'm Double A. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.